For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Small population places are shortchanged for federal funds, in spite of targeted Biden administration investments. That's according to the nonprofit Headwaters Economics. They found less than a fifth of the Federal Emergency Management Agency climate grants went to low-capacity, largely rural communities. Report author Kristen Smith says they often lack the staff and expertise to compete.
In many of the communities that I've worked with, their staff members are struggling just to stay on top of day-to-day operations.
Smith says most of the FEMA money goes to towns in coastal states.
It's a whole other geography that has really high disaster risk where people's lives are at stake, and they're just not simply able to access the federal funding that we have for solutions.
She believes the agency should work harder at geographic equity. Artists in the Rocky Mountains are feeling the love from a 12-year-old Colorado program that boosts their work in both cities and rural areas. Janie Ikeri has more.
Funding for local arts and culture from the Colorado Creative Districts can make communities more appealing for both residents and tourists. Chelsea Lunders is the executive director of the Mancos Creative District in Montezuma County.
Helps create connection within our community. It brings people out to celebrate together. It also brings visitors, so it supports our tourist economy.
Ridgeway, population 1,200 deep in the Rockies, was one of the state's first certified creative districts. Mayor John Clark says the program has changed the face of their small ranching town.
The creative district, it's just really given us a new identity like we haven't had since our founding.
I'm Janie Ikeri.
Beekeeping can be a hobby, a business, or a passion, and it could bring a sustainable income in parts of West Virginia that lost coal jobs.
The most interesting thing I learned was how quickly and how excited residents of these coal counties were to become partners in the Bee Collective.
Daily Yonder contributor Tony Riley says the Appalachian Bee Collective teaches folks in the mountains how to keep bees and harvest honey. She says the boom and lately bust cycle of mining has left the coal fields with deep environmental and economic scars, and the collective wants to help.
The intent of the Appalachian Bee Collective is to provide a non-coal-dependent income that utilizes the natural resources of the area without any environmental damage.
It turns out these forests, dotted with old mines but often lacking infrastructure, are a perfect place to make honey. And residents are profoundly connected to hardwoods and flowering plants that yield abundant pollen and nectar. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.